Can you hear the music?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, man, not a lot of people can. I don't got any light.
Yeah, you definitely need some light. It looks like it's definitely early for you.
Yeah. All right, welcome back to another episode of the Morning Dookie. You know, a short segment of the podcast that, you know, we decided to get going here just a couple times a week. And, you know, shout out to Sengen Boychuk, as always, for that incredible intro, outro music. You know, find him on the socials. And this week, you know, we got the mulleted plumber on for, you know, just a short one. We'll get him back for a long one. But look at that mullet, buddy. You sure you don't live in Alberta?
Nah, dude. No, I definitely live in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Nice. Nice. I like it, buddy. Yeah. So, how's your day going, man? It's 6:46 here in the morning right now for me. It's like 8:46 for you. So,
yeah, it's the day is already halfway done, man.
My day's just beginning, brother. I'll be back at camp in exactly 12 hours, and you know, eating some dinner and maybe record. I don't know. I got to be careful with when I record the podcast now. The big episodes. I'm on episode 90. Up to 98 is recorded. Two more, I'm at 100, and, you know, I'm trying to get Mike Rowe on, but I have a backup plan as of this morning for episode 100, so I'm excited about it.
Nice. Yeah, dude, Mike Rowe would be a steal. I mean, in all honesty, I have watched that guy over the years, and I have seen him do all kinds of different things, but, dude, it's amazing the amount of work that he has put in, like, the amount of effort that he has put into the trades and, you know, just any – you know, the whole dirty jobs thing he did years ago and all the stuff he's doing now, like he's pushing it. And I will say that would be a huge thing to have you on with him. That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, man, I'm pushing for it. It's getting more and more likely that it's not going to happen for episode 100. And I've got to be okay with that. I've come to terms with it. I'm still going to push. You know, 94 dropped. I've got up to 98 recorded, right? So the next 4 weeks are covered. I think I know who I'm getting on for 99. So, you know, we've got 6 weeks really to convince Mike Rowe to come on still. And, you know, like the guy's busy. He's got his own podcast. He's got a whiskey line. He's taking care of his parents. He travels around. I think he's still doing the dirty jobs thing a little bit. So, you know, he's fairly busy. And so, you know, I'm coming to terms with the fact he might not come on for 100, but I will eventually get him on. I will not rest until I slay that beast.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I would definitely say that if you can get him, that's awesome. But I think the biggest thing is just nailing down whoever his secretary is. I don't know if he's got one or not, or however that works. I'm sure you already know more than I do. But I mean, I feel like any celebrity type or, you know, the people that are categorized in that tend to be, you know, there's a certain level of difficulty to be able to get any of those people nailed down, but I think you got it. I'll help you if I can. Not that I can, but
dude, you know, what's been incredible is the internet has helped me so much immensely. You know what I mean? Like every time I post a video, so many people tag him. You know what I mean? Like it takes a village or a community and really we're working on it together. If I got to crowdfund this thing, man, because I know if you look on the website, he charges like a lot of money for in-person like speaking events, and he also charges like quite a bit for, you know, virtual speaking events. This would be virtual, or if I could, you know, maybe get to him in Baltimore, because he is from Baltimore. If I could get to him, you know, I'd have to crowdsource or crowdfund that. And, you know, like if it takes me years to do, I won't. Okay, maybe my new end goal for this podcast is when I get Mike Rowe on, that's when we wrap this up. You know, Mike Rowe be the last ever episode of the podcast.
Make like, sure you post. I've been like, I will stop if Mike Rowe comes on.
I made it to Valhalla. You know, like this is it. You know, like here we go. Yeah. Yeah, man. I don't know, man. So, man, you're a plumber in the trade. Are you in a union plumber? Are you non-union? What's up?
No, so I did do the union route for a little while. It was a good run, but obviously not for me. It is what it is. Not for nothing, but I don't think that they liked me because of the fact that I didn't do my apprenticeship with them, which I totally understand. And I get that. It's just a union thing. Totally fine. I really enjoyed my time there. I've made some amazing friends and everything like that, but I'm a one man shop right now, one man band, and I'm putting in the hours on my own and having a good time with it. I've established myself in the area where I'm at, and so far so good.
That's good, man. What do you see now that you've done both sides of that coin? What do you see the main differences are between union and non-union, especially, I don't know, is Massachusetts a right-to-work state?
Well, as far as the politics of our state, I don't really get too heavy into that of what that is, but I'm pretty sure that we are a right-to-work state. But I would say that, you know, for the differences between union and non-union is probably a benefits issue, like a big amount of benefits that come with the union. And that was the sole reason why I went into the union, was because I had started a family, I had kids, I was going to have another one. I needed to have security with my health benefits. So that's why I went in, and I knew that I would be good to go. And obviously it didn't work out as well as I had hoped, but it was enough to be able to get me through, you know, two kids worth of, you know, insurance claims and all that stuff, I guess you would call it. I don't know if it's an insurance claim if you have a kid or not, but it worked out for me. So, but I'm on my own right now. And I would say that, I mean, I have health benefits with my own company, but it's not nearly as rock solid.
Yeah, man. Yeah. What made you decide to get into plumbing? Like, why didn't you become, you know, like a carpenter or like a roofer? If I don't do.
Yeah. So this is a long story, but I'll give you the shorthand version of it.
Yeah.
I went to trade school to pick a trade, regardless, so high school trade school. And I went to Tri-County, shout out to Tri-County and Franklin and all of my
Woo, people. Shout out to Tri-County.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good school. And I still love it. I still go there all the time. I'm on their community board for plumbing and all that kind of stuff. But I went there originally going for carpentry because my grandfather was a carpenter, and his father and his brother and everybody was carpenters in my family. And I'm naturally good at carpentry as well. I really was doing all kinds of carpentry stuff when I was a kid. I built my mom all kinds of stuff that she asked me to make her when I was like 10, 15 years old. And I went in there with the mindset of like, I'm going to be a carpenter. And I blew it out of the water. You know, you explore a bunch of different shops. I explored everything. And one of the ones that I ended up doing was plumbing. And when I was in there, I was like naturally good at it. The guy was like, oh, you're really good. Teacher was very impressed. He said, you should do this. This is a good occupation for you. And I was like, yeah, I really want to do carpentry though. Well, we'll see. And then I was flipping the coin and I was like, man, looking at both sides of things. So like carpenter, plumber, and I just, it came down to money. And I was like, you know what, there's more job security and more money involved. So I just went with plumbing, and now it's like a huge passion of mine.
Hell yeah, man. I love that. In the oil and gas industry, and it doesn't have to just be oil and gas industry, I don't know if you guys call yourselves this either, but pipe fitters are plumbers and plumbers are pipe fitters, right? Like they're the same thing, except for, you know, the pipes you're fucking with in the oil and gas industry are a little bigger than, you know, your taps and your toilets and your bathtubs, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, so for us, pipe fitters are separate as far as licensure. Okay. So my license covers me for gas, all gas piping of any size, and, you know, plumbing up to whatever, you know, it doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's within a building and 10 feet, you know, outside of the foundation, that's me. That's where my license covers. As far as pipe fitting goes, the pipe fitter's licensing and all that stuff, that's separated, especially in like the union side of things. So when you go into the union, you can be a pipe fitter. It's a separate union. They're completely separate. If you want to just be like an HVAC boiler guy, then yeah. Oh, did I lose you? I can't hear the audio there. I don't know if you can hear me. Did I lose you there? Hold on. I got no audio, at least on your end. Yeah, Yeah, I lost you there. Yeah, I can't hear you. I can see your lips moving. Can you hear me? Yeah, I can't hear you. Hold on. Hold on a second.
Oh. Hey, buddy, can you hear me now?
There he is.
Oh, my God. Sorry about that, buddy.
No, you're good. Me, you're so, good.
You know, yeah, my boss called me, and yeah, fucking, that's the shitty part about, you know, so I got a sponsor, the Mudman of the podcast, right? And he bought me a headset and a mic. It was great. And for the longest time, I was using my phone to record the podcast, which the downfall to that was that anytime anyone called or did anything, it would interrupt the podcast, right? And then he supplied me with a brand new MacBook Pro. And it allowed me to get off the phone. People could call, and I didn't have to worry about it. It didn't mess up the podcast. But right now, you know, I'm at work. I'm just starting my day. We're just getting started here. And the morning dookie happens on my phone. And my boss, for some reason, he called me. And he's like, hey, I need you to do this. And then it was like, you know what? Never mind. We'll work on that later. And it's like, wow. Thanks for wasting my time then, you know?
Nice.
Thanks for fucking up the morning dookie, bud. You know, and
yeah.
You know, it's a part of what it is. You know, it's a blue collar podcast, and it's rough around the edges, and you know what? Like, work phone calls are just part of it. You know what I mean? We all get called and asked to do things, and you know, I think it shows. It shows in the podcast. It's a blue collar podcast. I'm making it work while I'm at work and trying to get things done in my day-to-day life. And this is just part of it. So,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, thankfully this is on a Saturday where I'm not necessarily working. Cause at this time of the day, I'm already well into my second job of the day most of the time. So whatever, yeah. If it's a service call or something, or if I'm on a job, I was figuring that if I did this with you and I did it during the week, I would end up just having it running while I'm working and something like that, you know, which would be kind of cool. But
That would be kind of cool. Maybe we do that. Maybe we do this again, and you know, you set up the tripod or whatever, and you do it while you're working. And I don't know, maybe you have your AirPods in, and we talk to you while you're at work. Yeah, I've never had that before. I've never had a thing on the podcast where, you know, we've had someone actually at work while doing it. So,
yeah, no, I got a couple jobs that are going to be coming up. So November 4th, I have a full house job that I'm going to be starting in Cheshire, Mass, which is like New York border kind of area. And we'll have to get on for that.
Hell yeah, man. That'd be really cool, dude. I guess I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know you're getting, you're busy and you got shit to do here, but I just want to, you know, I'm 11 days into my new job, during the hitch. This one's a 22 dare. And, you know, I'm halfway through, man. We're halfway through the first hitch of my new gig, and I'm pretty excited to go home. It'll be my daughter's birthday, her 7th birthday when I get there. So, you know, nice. We'll have a party, and I plan my backup plan for episode 100. It will be recorded when I'm home. I sent out the email or not the email, the text message today to the person I wanted on at another episode. But like, I figured, you know what, like that'd be a more intimate and personal one. And I can't wait to share it with everyone. It'll happen one way or another, whether it's episode 100 or not, I don't know, but it was just an idea to float around there. Yeah.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. No, I mean, I would say that, if when you get to 100, I mean, yeah, in two different sides of the coin, yes, it's just a number, and 100 is like, you know, a milestone. Right. But yeah. I would say that it's not necessarily, in my opinion, I mean, do whatever you want, but in my opinion, regardless of who's on, it's a commemorative thing to say, all right, this is podcast number 100, you know, let's say hurrah. And now the next one's, you know, 200 or 500 or 1,000 or whatever, you know, next milestone. Like we're just skipping right across them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. That's what I did for episode 50. I tried to make a big deal with episode 50, you know, like the halfway to 100 mark. I'm 50 episodes in. It's about a year. And I want to do something big. And, you know, I wanted, I wanted someone that, you know, was maybe unobtainable, but I was going for it anyways, right? And sure. I wasn't let down by it. I tried hard, but I got Jeremy Littell. I don't know if you know who Jeremy Littell is. He makes those little Johnny jokes online, and we become good friends. And he's got like 15, 20 million followers or something like that. Dude, episode 50 couldn't have been any better, and it wasn't planned to go that way, right? You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm not worried that episode 100 won't be good. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not too I want micro, but if I can't get them, I'm not fixated on it, right? I'm like, hey, you know what? We're going to make it work either way. You know,
yeah.
I was thinking also what else I don't want to work happens, I'll throw the link out to get into the podcast, and we just make it chaotic, you know, like fucking get like anybody who wants to come in comes in. If there's a lineup of people, you know, I bring in everybody, and it's like you get 10 minutes to talk, you get 10 minutes to talk, and we have fun with it, right? Either way, it's going to be a fun time. You know what? I'm not worried that it's not going to be good. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's just about, I mean, like you were saying earlier, like blue collar is just a crazy wild whirlwind of everything that happens in everybody else's lives. And we're just, you know, we're the people building the world and tearing it back down again next week. And it's going to be chaotic. And that's kind of the way you want it. Otherwise, it would be like, yeah, this is not blue collar anymore, you know?
Yeah, man. I'm pretty good at I've been this way my entire life. And blue collar is very much this way. You know, you gotta go where the wind blows you, right? You gotta go where it takes. You gotta roll with the punches. You know what I mean? For me, it's like, you know, you could have all the plans you want in the world on how your day is gonna go, right? But blue collar has another thing coming. You know, shit's gonna go wrong. Things will go this way, go that way, and you just gotta roll with it and be okay with that. You know, and sort of what happened at the beginning or midway through this episode, you know what I mean? Like a work called, it knocked the podcast out, and I'm like, all right, whatever. And I come back in and I'll probably just put it up that way. I don't give a shit, you know, like, especially cause it's the morning dookie. I don't have my laptop here to edit. So, you know, it's all good. You know, that's just the way she goes.
Oh yeah. I don't know if, I didn't say anything that much while you were gone. But I don't know if it'll, you know, keep that all in there or not or whatever. But I was like, I can't hear you.
It will keep it in. I noticed anytime I've been knocked out and or having technical difficulties, the podcast keeps rolling. We found that in episode 11 or 12 with Ed the Sock. You know, I don't know if you remember who Ed the Sock is, but I had him on. And yeah, my mom called and it knocked me out of the podcast. And when I came back in, I started talking again and apologized. And when I listened to it back, I thought I was going to have to edit it out, but he kept the ball going. You know, he's like, he just kept talking and talking. Then he's like, hey, where did Dick go? Dick, where are you? He's like, well, I guess this is my show now. And then he just kept talking. And I'm like, man, that's perfect. This is great. You know?
Yeah. I wish I had said something, but I'm like, Dick's a dick or something. You know?
Yeah. Whatever, man. It's all good.
Something weird, hey, you know, buddy, just anything.
Where can people find you on the socials, man?
So, I mean, if anybody hits me up, it's The Mulleted Plumber on Instagram, Facebook. I have my business page. Mainly, there's no Mulleted Plumber on Facebook. There's TDW Plumbing and Heating Corp, which is my business. But yeah, those are the places that people can find me. But I think it's the_mulleted plumber or maybe underscore somewhere else. I don't know. It's somewhere, but yeah.
That's beautiful, man. I'm going to leave us with a quote that my dad gave me many years ago. I always talk about how he's a piece of shit, but, you know, I don't know if he came up with the quote, but he used to write it in my agenda before I went to school. I didn't know what it meant until many years later. And most recently, probably the last couple of years, but when you cry alone, but when you smile, the whole world smiles with you. Right. And it means that, you know, like, you know, when you're sad, nobody gives a fuck. And that's sad. That, you know, we're getting better with that. But everyone's a fair weather friend. You know what I mean? And you know, when you smile, the whole world's smiling with you. But when you're crying alone.
Yeah. No, it's very true. And I need to add this to the oh that, because my dad used to tell me the oh that when my life gets me down, whenever, you know, things are getting tough, or, you know, just having a rough situation or a rough year, rough day, rough minute. And I kind of picked up on this later in life, just kind of how you did as well, is that that in the moment, your own mind is like slowly bringing you down in those bad moments. But you have to look forward to the next moment that's going to be better, because you know that, yeah, maybe I'm sick right now, or maybe my foot hurts, or, you know, my wife's being, you know, a pain in the butt, or my kids are being annoying, or my girlfriend left me, or whatever. Whatever those things are that we experience in life, if you can look past that moment becomes less of a problem and less of a distraction.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's awesome, dude. Hey, buddy, you have a good day, eh? And thanks for coming on. You know, I think this is the fourth installment of the Morning Dookie. Thanks for sitting on the throne with me for the Morning Dookie.
Yeah, next time I'm definitely doing it on a toilet, because I got tons of them over there in the shop.
Hell yeah, you do, man. We'll get you on for a long episode, right? We'll get you on for a full episode, and yeah, man, it'll be a good one, dude. And I think I went live with you on the gram once, didn't we?
I think we did. Yeah, I was working on my wife's car, I think, when I did it, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was like midnight or some shit.
Dude, it was like 1 a.m, bro.
Dedication, man. Dedication.
Hell yeah! All right, man. All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right, brother. Hey, stay frosty, eh?
Yeah.